God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yesterday afternoon, about an hour after I'd finished my sermon for today, I had that familiar message come up on my phone. Mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. One dead, 18 injured. My heart sank in a familiar sort of way. I really shouldn't have been shocked at my reaction, for nothing has really changed since the last mass shooting and the endless cycle of these mass shootings in this country. If anything, things are becoming worse. The scapegoating of asylum seekers and the racially charged rhetoric of our president, and also the silence of many of our political leaders. A couple of hours later, another message appeared on my phone. Mass shooting, El Paso, Texas. 18 dead, multiple injuries. I wanted to scream in frustration and cry in sadness that yet again, one angry young man has slaughtered multiple people, injured a number of others, and traumatized thousands. When I read back over my sermon, I decided it wasn't really suitable for this day of mourning. And then this morning, when we woke, read the papers, another mass shooting last night, 9 people dead, 16 people injured, and again, many more traumatized. This is the 32nd such incident of multiple shootings just this year, and we are barely through 6 months. More people have been killed in domestic terrorism events than in all the people that were tragically killed on 9/11. Yet the reaction of our federal leaders has been the opposite of what you'd expect. After 9/11, the country went to war against its perpetrators, against those it wanted to avenge. Yet our leaders seem to do nothing when so many hundreds of people are slaughtered in domestic terrorism. As people of faith, we mourn with the families. We lament the state of our country. We should really put on sackcloth and ashes and go and sit in the public square and publicly mourn and lament. It would be a sign of our deepest grievance over the action of our fellow citizens. Many people might wake this morning angry at God, or further convinced that God does not exist, a God that may allow these tragic events to happen, because the suffering for all is so immense. But if we know our scripture and we have a deep and personal relationship with God through Christ, we know for certain that these acts of violence against God's most treasured creation grieves God deeply. God did not avoid suffering when Jesus, as God incarnate, was tortured and then executed on the cross on Calvary. In the passion of the Son, the Father himself suffers the pain of abandonment. In the death of the Son, death comes upon God, and the Father suffers the death of his Son in the love for his forsaken people. So says theologian Jürgen Moltmann. The evil that exists in these acts of domestic terrorism helps us to see that God's commandment to choose good over evil reveals the love of God for the world. And as a church, we represent the continuing presence of the suffering Christ, a body of people bound together by this shared mission. And this is why today we must lament the state of our country. We must publicly grieve for the victims of these terrible and awful shootings, and we must embrace each other in love. I ask that you now join me as we go through this litany in the wake of a mass shooting. God of peace, we remember all those who have died in incidents of mass gun violence in this nation's public and private spaces. 6 dead at the Wisconsin Sikh temple. Give to the departed eternal rest. 12 dead at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater. Give to the departed eternal rest. 28 dead at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Give to the departed eternal rest. 6 dead at Santa Monica College, California. Give to the departed eternal rest. 7 dead at the Hialeah, Florida apartment complex. Give to the departed eternal rest. 13 dead at the Washington Navy Yard. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at Fort Hood, Texas. Give to the departed eternal rest. 7 dead in Isla Vista, near the University of Santa Barbara. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at Marysville Philchuck High School in Washington. Give to the departed eternal rest. 6 dead in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Give to the departed eternal rest. 9 dead at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Give to the departed eternal rest. 16 dead at a San Bernardino, California office. Give to the departed eternal rest. 10 dead at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. Give to the departed eternal rest. 6 dead in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at a Heston, Kansas office. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at a Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania backyard party. Give to the departed eternal rest. 50 dead at Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead in Fresno, California. Give to the departed eternal rest. 8 dead in Lincoln County, Mississippi. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at an Eaton Township, Pennsylvania supermarket. Give to the departed eternal rest. 9 dead at a Plano, Texas football watching party. Give to the departed eternal rest. 59 dead at a Las Vegas, Nevada concert. Give to the departed eternal rest. 27 dead at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Give to the departed eternal rest. 17 dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at the Veterans Home in Yountville, California. Give to the departed eternal rest. for dead in a Nashville, Tennessee Waffle House. Give to the departed eternal rest. 10 dead at Santa Fe High School, Texas. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at the Fifth Third Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at a Rite Aid distribution center in Aberdeen, Maryland. Give to the departed eternal rest. 11 dead at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Give to the departed eternal rest. 13 dead at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at a bank in Sebring, Florida. Give to the departed eternal rest. 5 dead at their homes in Ascension and Livingston Parishes, Louisiana. Give to the departed eternal rest. 6 dead at an industrial park in Aurora, Illinois. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at a home in Clinton, Mississippi. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead in Solon Township, Michigan. Give to the departed eternal rest. 13 dead at a municipal building in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Give to the departed eternal rest. 4 dead at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. Give to the departed eternal rest. 20 dead and 26 injured at the Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso, Texas. Give to the departed eternal rest. 9 dead and 16 injured in Dayton, Ohio. Give to the departed eternal rest. All those who have died in any incident of gun violence, give to the departed eternal rest. Let us remember all who have been harmed by violence. We acknowledge the strength of those who survived and of those still struggling to heal. We acknowledge the first responders and the medical personnel who suffer trauma. For the sake and for ours, we commit ourselves to building each other up and to healing together. Let us remember the families and loved ones of those who have died from gun violence. We acknowledge their pain and their deep grief. They too are part of our community and need our love and help toward healing. Let us remember the families of those who commit violence and the perpetrators. We acknowledge that their lives too are devastated and their hopes dashed. For their sake and for ours, remember that pain goes in many directions from each act of violence. We will stand up to violence. We stand together expressing our unity, our connection to each other and to the divine, our hope for healing and for transformation. Let the spirit of our Creator move through us. Help us to transform and heal our communities. And let us begin by transforming ourselves. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.